This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for three great actors, and they are great actors, who come together in one of the biggest movies released so far this year. The film is called The Little Things. It stars three Oscar winners, of course Denzel Washington and Jared Leto, and Rami Malek, who was so good in the Freddie Mercury movie, A Bohemian Rhapsody. This time, they play people involved in serial killings back in the 1990s. I'm not sure why it's set back in the 1990s. We'll review The Little Things, plus a brand new movie called Palmer. It's opening tonight on Hulu. It's with Justin Timberlake, and might surprise some people. We will give that a review as well. Also, an extraordinarily controversial film about the collaboration of evangelical Christians and Israelis. The film is called Till Kingdom Come. We will report on that one as well on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to a representative of PETA on why it is urgent for human beings to stop using animal insults like chicken or pig. Yeah, this is supposed to be unfair to animals. Do they feel insulted if you call someone nearby a chicken? We will get to that vital issue as well. But first off, do you remember the days when Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, was viewed as just the right person to run against Donald Trump? As such an inspiring leader and such a good job he did as governor of New York. And it turns out that one of the things that happened is the nursing homes, which actually were tragically the leading edge of that terrible surge of COVID-19 deaths that got the entire nation's attention, that they underreported by about half the number of people who actually died in nursing homes. The situation in New York and the figures in New York and the numbers in New York are actually much worse than had been initially reported. And Governor Cuomo reflected on that, the underreporting of the nursing home deaths, in a way that's particularly dubious, it seems to me. This is clip two.
A third of all deaths in this nation are from nursing homes. New York State, we're only about 28% only. But we're below the national average in number of deaths in nursing homes. But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died. And I dealt with the loss of my father. The pain is so incredible and inexplicable. And why, and why, and why? It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
Okay. Is this an answer to the question about how the deaths could have been so radically underreported? His father, Governor Mario Cuomo, died in 2015. That was before the Wuhan virus had even been developed or had even been a factor or a threat to human beings in any way. His father did not die of COVID. So why does he bring it up? To try to make him look sympathetic and to evince. And I'm sure, by the way, his mourning is genuine. He could have brought up also that his brother, Chris Cuomo, also battled through COVID-19 and is certainly well enough to continue his TV show on CNN. But the difficulty here is that when he was responding to this, when it's a scandal, if there's some kind of serious underreporting in a state that he is leading, he also brought up the riot at Capitol Hill. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. It's a diversion tactic, and it's very, very much not in keeping with the kind of adoration which Governor Cuomo received earlier in the pandemic back in the springtime of last year. And Tom Elliott of Grabian has made a collage of some of the lavish praise for Governor Andrew Cuomo from the likes of Chelsea Handler and Joe Scarborough, Jimmy Fallon, and other media figures. Listen.
We're grateful that across the country there are responsible leaders who are stepping up. One of them provided clear direction and memorable PowerPoints, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I heard, though, that you had a crush on our boyfriend, Andrew Cuomo.
Dude, everyone does, right? I think he's fantastic.
Well, you know Cuomo. He even had a 70% approval rating in April with Republicans. Why? Because he was leading.
Even lifelong Republicans tell me, they look at Cuomo and they're like, God, there's a leader.
Governor Cuomo, who has been a leader in calling for science-based ways to fight this coronavirus. The Academy says that he's being recognized for, quote, his leadership during the COVID pandemic and his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around this world.
Tonight, what we can see from Democrats, especially someone like Andrew Cuomo, is a really pointed prosecution of President Trump's handling of the virus.
I commend Governor Cuomo in taking some of these steps that they already have in limiting capacity.
I mean, I'm so turned on by him. I'm so turned on by the leadership I have feelings for Andrew Cuomo.
Okay, what exactly did that leadership achieve? I mean, is it fair to say that, look, there are a bunch of governors who I think have done a very decent job, and Cuomo maybe, but the focus on him, for instance, there's a Republican governor named Charlie Baker, who's the governor of Massachusetts. And everyone will tell you, Republican, I mean, first of all, the idea that a Republican governor could be so handily reelected in Massachusetts, overwhelmingly reelected, is, and the fact that he has the approval rating he does is an indication of what a good job he does. But how come we haven't heard about, well, first of all, he's not in New York, but secondly, he's a Republican. And the, right now, as a matter of fact, there could be some problems for Governor Cuomo. Real Governor Cuomo problems involving this underreporting of the nursing home deaths. And who said so? In the press briefing, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, said so. Listen to clip 8.
Again, any investigation would be... I've seen those reports. I would say any investigation, I would point you to the Department of Justice.
Does the White House think that it should be looked into further?
Again, any investigation would be led by the Department of Justice. We're in a new age. They're independent, and they will determine what path they take moving forward.
And I think the key question that they would take would be, was there a deliberate underreporting of deaths in nursing homes? Because Cuomo made the very controversial decision early on in dealing with a crisis that sick patients should be confined in nursing homes, putting, of course, other nursing home residents at profound risk. When we come back, does it put animals at risk of wounded feelings if people use references to animals, maybe even other animals? Like a rat, a snake, a chicken? Well, PETA says so. We'll speak to a representative of that august organization and try to find out why they're concerned about calling cowards chickens. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There is a big new campaign that PETA has jumped into, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's under the heading, Using Animals as Insults, perpetuates speciesism. In other words, if you insult somebody by saying you're a rat or you're a pig, then that's unfair to animals. And again, the idea that people should call back insults and they should be nicer to one another, that's all fine. But we have an associate director of people for the ethical treatment of animals, Ashley Byrne, who is able to join us on the show. You're not concerned that animal feelings will be wounded by being associated, for instance, with chicken, being associated with cowardly, or with somebody saying you eat like a pig. You're not concerned a pig will hear that and feel wounded, are you?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on. No, we're not concerned about that. You know, our concern is that the words we use influence the way we think. And when we call someone a dirty pig, for example, it desensitizes us and it paves the way for physical cruelty and the normalization of violence against animals.
The human effects, the most common, I was trying to think about this, the most common animal insult, at least, it's one that I'm most familiar with, is you eat like a pig, right? But pigs do eat in a very avid, enthusiastic, and kind of all-consuming way, right? I mean, is it really unfair to compare some people who eat like pigs to pigs?
You know, I think, for instance, we're probably thinking less of saying, of talking about people eating like pigs, and more of, I mean, I've certainly heard people use the word pig as a slur. For example,
would you agree that Harvey Weinstein was a pig?
I would agree that Harvey Weinstein was a very terribly behaved man, and I think that's a perfect example. I think we're insulting pigs and ignoring that they are smart, loyal animals when we use the word pig to describe a person who we don't like.
Let me say, you wouldn't eat the flesh of a pig, I don't think, and you wouldn't eat the flesh of Harvey Weinstein either.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Certainly not.
Correct. Some of these, what you're saying is that instead of using the term chicken, you should use the term coward. And the point that you make in the press materials is that chickens are not particularly fearful animals. I'm not even sure why chickens are associated with being cowardly. I guess because you run up to them, they tend to run away. Maybe they know that the chances are you're going to eat them.
Maybe they do. And, you know, that brings up a great point, which is that our understanding of animals has evolved quite a bit since most of these phrases originated. We've learned a lot about their intelligence and their capacity to feel pain and fear. And, you know, in many cases now we have animals who we regard as members of the family. And so we think it's only appropriate that our language change along with our evolving ideas about animals.
Okay, the statement that you've released together with this new campaign, it says words can create a more inclusive world or they can perpetuate oppression. Calling someone an animal as an insult reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. Stand up for justice by rejecting supremacist language. And see, this is at the very center of, I think, all of the most controversial stuff that Pete has done over the years. I mean, look, I'm one of those people, I think cruelty to animals is horrible and we should do whatever we can to avoid it and to discourage it. But to say that it's a myth that human beings are superior to animals, in what sense are human beings not superior to animals?
You know, the fact that animals don't speak English, that they don't, communicate the way that
they don't think. They don't have the same memory capacity. They are not sentient beings in the same sense that human beings are. What's the best symphony you've ever heard from an animal? What's the best painting you've ever seen? What's the best device they've ever designed? What I'm talking about is the idea that human superiority is a myth. It's the very reality in which our entire existence depends on.
I think we need to be very careful about saying things like that when we consider the fact that there are human beings who have, very low capacity for intelligence or, to create a beautiful symphony or a beautiful painting. And I don't think any of us would be comfortable saying that we are superior to them or that they deserve to be treated in a manner that's cruel or oppressive. So,
Of course not. And again, as I mentioned before, and I'm in agreement with you about cruelty to animals generally. And I think that PETA's actually done some good work in exposing some of the cruelty that's particularly involved with producing food for people that is unnecessary with animals. And good for you for encouraging veganism, which I think is healthy and all of it. Fine. But the core idea that it's a myth that human beings are superior to animals, I would just go back and you think of any measure of superiority, would it be fair to say that dogs are superior to let's use cockroaches. Are dogs superior to cockroaches? I think they are.
You know, I think there are a couple of things that we have to answer here. I mean, first of all, a pig is more intelligent in many ways than a human toddler, but I don't think we want to say that one is superior to the other based on that. I think that...
Well, yes, of course we do. Of course we do. By the way, and I want to hold... Can you stay with us for a moment here, Ashley? Because I want to continue that. And maybe you, when we come back, you can defend this idea that a pig is not inferior to a human toddler. That human toddler has capacity and will grow into something that is likely to be far more valuable than a pig. We will be right back.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden says a coronavirus stimulus package has to pass. Biden telling reporters outside the White House before visiting Walter Reed on Friday. Many Republicans, including Republican Senator Tom Cotton, are not happy with the price tag of nearly $2 trillion.
We passed multiple bills last year, starting in March with the CARES Act, finishing up in late December, that spent trillions of dollars to give needed relief to the American people and fund the record development of so many vaccines, help schools stay open or get back open as the case may be. We're happy to work together on a bipartisan bill that would actually address those needs, that would make sure that vaccines are getting distributed, that schools are staying open.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says News Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is 85% effective in preventing severe illness is very encouraging. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Byrne on the Michael Medved Show, who's Associate Director of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA, and she has overseen several very successful PETA campaigns, including some of the most provocative. And it says about her, she will travel anywhere in the world and do whatever it takes to help stop cruelty to animals. Okay, Ashley, just to retrace our steps for just a moment, you were saying before, and I think it's true, that in terms of intelligence, the ability to, not to reason, but just awareness to solve problems, things like that, that a pig has a superior intelligence to a toddler. And are you implying, in other words, are you implying that a toddler is not more worthy of human concern and compassion than a pig? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that when we base our ideas about humans being superior to animals on intelligence, it really doesn't hold up because, again, a pig is more intelligent than a human toddler in many cases. Or, I mean, if you look at a mentally challenged adult.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Would you feel, I'm sure you would feel horrified at eating a pig, right? I mean, you don't eat pig at all.
No, not,
right?
Not anymore. I did it one time, but certainly not now.
Do you feel guilty for having eaten pig before?
I absolutely regret it, but like many people, I just didn't understand why it was wrong at the time.
Have you ever eaten a toddler?
Not a human toddler. I mean, I I used to eat veal.
Okay.
But,
so do you think it would be infinitely worse and infinitely more a cause for you to feel guilty if you had eaten a toddler in the past?
Knowing what I know now about the fact that really we're all animals, I think it's wrong to eat anyone who has a desire to live, who feels fear and pain and wants to preserve their own life. I really don't see any reason.
Okay, right, fine. You can make that case, but what I'm talking about is making distinctions. And this all goes to more than just intelligence, and you talk about those people with impaired intelligence. Those of us who are religious believers believe that there is such a thing as a human soul. And I think you will even find some atheist scientists who will look at the brain waves and what people experience. Human beings are different from other animals. And the difference between a human being and a pig is certainly even greater than the difference between a pig and an ant, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm religious. I'm a Christian. And I know that many Christians believe, as I do, that animals have souls. So,
Do you think animals were created in the image of God?
I think we were all created in the image of God. And I also think that God...
So you believe that God... So go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, and again, this is personal, but, you know, it says in the Bible that God gave man dominion over the earth, that implies responsibility and respect. And I think that anyone can agree that what we do to animals, if you look at a factory farm or a slaughterhouse where animals are living in their own filth and dying in misery.
Oh, no. I don't disagree with you for a moment. According to Jewish tradition, in which I try to live my life, one of the seven commandments for all human beings, for all of the sons of Noah, is kindness to animals, is not eating the limb of a living animal. That's basic. So you're right, respecting living things is important. But it seems to me it is a disrespect, not to living things, but to human living things, to suggest that there isn't more inherent worth and significance in a human being who, you say you're a Christian, a fundamental Christian and belief is that human beings are uniquely created in God's image. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible or even imply that animals were created to resemble God.
Well, we disagree. And this is part of our point with this campaign. We are asking people to recognize that we are all animals. There aren't animals and us. It's not the human race and other races. We think that is a supremacist idea that leads to violence.
Okay, so let me just ask you another logical extension of that, because this argument is, it just seems to me, at the core of a great deal. Do you believe it would be appropriate to punish people who eat pig regularly, to punish them as harshly as we would punish a human being who ate another human being?
At this point in time, no, because I think people don't have an understanding of how much cruelty they're inflicting and how much pain they're causing. I think people eat pigs because they are desensitized to the fact that
in your ideal world, would it be as unthinkable to eat, well, let's not pick on pigs anymore. Would it be as unthinkable to eat cow as it is today for you and me and any normal sane person to eat another human being?
Absolutely.
Or is there something fundamentally different about a human being?
No, cows feel pain and fear, and they suffer so much when we raise and kill them for food. And I want to be clear about the fact that...
Do animals suffer when they're killed by other animals?
I'm sure they do, but one of the
things. Has that pig done a wrong thing if it eats another small animals, and pigs are carnivores, they eat other animals. We have a choice. And the animal doesn't.
We have the responsibility and the ability not to harm other animals.
Doesn't what you're saying emphasize the difference between animals and human beings? That, in other words, what you're saying is that you...
responsibility on us to do the right thing. I mean, we're not saying that these animals should have the same rights as humans in terms of the right to vote. We're asking that their needs and their interests be considered, and that they live...
I understand, and that's fair enough, but that's I think you undermine your own argument, and you undermine some of the good work, and I believe that PETA does do some good work. And I've talked to Ingrid Newkirk, the leader of PETA for many years, before on the radio, and privately. And look, I'm not denigrating your work or your purpose, but I am suggesting that what you are saying is that the fact that human beings have a responsibility to treat other animals more kindly is a uniquely human responsibility. You would never say that we want to teach lions not to eat antelopes, would you, or not to eat gazelles?
Well, again, the lion doesn't have a choice, and a human being does. And, you know, I understand radical idea. I understand that this sounds radical, but there was a time when saying that women should have equal rights sounded radical to the average person. And
okay, so wait, you're saying women and men are different is the equivalent of saying that animals and people are different? I agree. I think animals and people are profoundly different. So are women and men, but it's not the same thing because there's such a thing as humanity and a soul and a unique status for all of humankind, including Ashley Byrne. A pleasure speaking to you, and thank you for coming on the show. We will be right back with cinematic offerings for the weekend.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And one of the opportunities that human beings have that animals don't is the opportunity to enjoy a weekend, to enjoy, well, a Sabbath or a sabbatical or some time off doing something different. And we all have that. And may your winter weekend, last weekend in January, be beautiful and blessed and happy and full of good things. And maybe even a consideration of a film from Hollywood. The biggest movie being released today is, of course, the film. It's called The Little Things, and it features three extraordinarily distinguished actors. Denzel Washington, who's won a couple of Academy Awards, and Rami Malek, who won Best Actor for his role in Bohemian Rhapsody. And also Jared Leto, who was in the Dallas Buyers Club. He won a Best Supporting Actor for that. And the setup in the film is that Denzel Washington plays a veteran detective for the LAPD who had to leave and go to a job in Kern County, but he gets called back to L.A., and he is haunted by an unsolved series of serial killings, horrible serial killings that involved torture and massacre of young women. And he's going to team with Rami Malek, who's a hotshot LAPD detective, to find out what really happened. Listen.
You're not exactly a department favorite. Things probably changed a lot since he left.
Still got to catch him, right?
Yeah.
Not that much has changed, then, right?
I can assure you all we are taking a 24-7 all-hands-on-deck approach to these cases.
The guy's a shark. If he stops, he dies. He likes to drive. Probably has a decent car, maybe two. High mileage.
How's a guy with the best clearance rate in the department work 15 years without a promotion?
Maybe I didn't go to the right church.
When I look in your eyes, what I see, it ain't good.
Okay, and what I see in this film ain't good. It's a deeply, deeply frustrating film because it is so well acted all around. These guys are pros, and they do a superb job. But this is a script that there's no way to bring it to life because it's so deeply frustrating. And particularly without giving any of the film away, you never see a solution to the core mystery or anything about it. It's confusing. And profoundly so. And it's dark and pointless. And one of the things about the film is it's made by a very fine director whose work I've loved in the past. He did movies like The Rookie and Blindside and Saving Mr. Banks. And this film is based on a script that he wrote 30 years ago and then never got made. Steven Spielberg was going to make it, and the script should have stayed on the shelf. And I guess that's why the whole film is dated in the 1990s. But this is a gruesome film. It is a film that has interesting characterizations, which is why I'm giving it 2 stars. But in terms of the level of satisfaction versus frustration, this is not even there at 50%. It is rated R. There is a great deal of extremely gruesome but never meaningful violence. 2 stars for The Little Things. The other big film, new film, that is released today is a film called Palmer. And it stars Justin Timberlake, at following him from the moment he is released from prison after a long term. And you don't find out exactly why he was in prison until later in the film. But he goes back to a small town in Louisiana that he's from to live with his grandmother. And next door to them, living in a trailer, is a little boy with gender issues, really serious gender issues. And the film is really about Palmer, the main character, Justin Timberlake, coming back to society and bonding with that child. Listen.
I'm glad you're back. I'm just going to take some time getting used to. You just got to get yourself back out there.
Palmer, you're all USA player 2 years in a row at Riverside?
Yes, sir. All else changed.
That boy, that's Sam. His mama took off. He'll be staying with us till she's back.
You know your boy, right?
Yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with that kid.
Okay, and there's nothing seriously wrong with this movie. It creates characters that you believe. Very often, if you have a film that is supposed to take place in a small town in Louisiana, there's a general Hollywood bias where everybody is portrayed as somehow lacking, stupid and uneducated and crude. The entire cast actually creates people who you actually care about. June Squibb is very fine as the grandmother. There's an actress named Alicia Wainwright who plays a teacher of the little boy. And Timberlake is outstanding. I think this is a superb performance. Now, some of the film is manipulative, and some of it is deeply predictable. You can see where it's going. But as a story of a guy who's trying to put his life back together after it's broken, and he helps another broken child, and the child is so well played and so sensitively portrayed that this director, Fisher Stevens, he's well known as an actor-comedian, deserves high credit. The film is rated R. There is lots and lots of harsh language, and there is, in fact, some fairly horrific violence, explosions of violence. But 3 stars for Palmer, which in every way was better than I expected. Finally, there's a documentary in the film, and it's a documentary from Israel. It was made by people in Israel on the far left, and it's very obvious. I don't know who the people are, but the left-wing bias of the film is very obvious. It takes a harsh look at the collaboration between Israel and Jewish activists who are pro-Israel and evangelical Christians. The film is called Till Kingdom Come. Listen.
the Apostle Paul said Jesus will come back to the Holy Land. And that's what the evangelicals believe, and they want to support it.
Christians have given through us $1.4 billion to help Israel and the Jewish people.
Jerusalem is where Messiah will come and establish a kingdom that will never end.
We don't believe that Palestine is a place on God's map.
That's not evangelicalism. That's fact of history.
Okay, and what is not fact here in the film is that they basically edit people out of context. You could hear their Pat Robertson's voice. You could hear John Hagee's voice of Christians United for Israel. As somebody who has spent a great deal of time working with evangelical supporters of Israel, one of the things this film never, ever does is talk about the historical antecedents to today's Christian Zionists, who include some of the founders of our country. People like William Bradford, who was the governor of Plymouth Plantation, or John Adams, or George Washington himself, who all talked about the rebirth of a Jewish commonwealth in Israel as a divinely promised and miraculous occurrence that Americans would have a role in supporting. The fact that the film is so unsympathetic and portrays, does nothing to indicate, it seems to me, some of the more positive aspects, some of the more miraculous aspects of the close collaboration of deeply religious Christians and deeply committed Jews, is a real problem. It makes the film difficult to watch, despite the fact that it's cleverly edited at points. 1.5 stars for Till Kingdom Come. And I would not advise the film. You actually will end up knowing less about reality if you watch it, which, by the way, features a very, very determined attempt to attack President Trump and to indicate that he and the entire Christian support for Israel is somehow corrupt and crazy. I don't believe that to be true. Probably you don't either. Coming up on Monday, will President Trump, aforementioned, make the political comeback a lot of people want him to make? We'll talk about that and more with Bill O'Reilly. Coming up Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.